Yeah, it's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. And for the final part of the program today, we're bringing it back to Illinois to talk about recently signed legislation, now a law that bans AI therapy here, or at least it aims to. Illinois is reportedly the third state with this kind of law, joining Utah and Nevada. That's according to reporting from Kaiser Health News. My guests for this part of the show are State Representative Bob Morgan, lead sponsor of the legislation, and his colleague, State Representative Greg Johnson, who co-sponsored the bill. They're both Democrats. Morgan's from Deerfield in the Chicago suburbs. Johnson's from the Quad City. Gentlemen, welcome to the 21st show to both of you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
800-222-9455 to join us today. That's 800-222-9455. Representative Morgan, I'll begin with you. Illinois is one of, as I mentioned, just a very few states with this sort of legislation. Why did you seek to introduce this?
I've been paying attention to the way that AI is playing out in healthcare for a number of years. And about 9 months ago, we were contacted by the Association for Social Workers, one of the licensed healthcare professionals, of course, in Illinois, asking whether or not we had paid attention to the ways that AI was starting to step in on and provide really, really dangerous recommendations for those seeking mental health. And we set out to establish this legislation and make sure that we are protecting people in Illinois, as this has become a pretty ubiquitous use of AI, not just in Illinois, but of course around the world.
What sort of evidence or incidents, I guess, can you be more specific about what sort of, would you say, bad advice people were getting?
Yeah, of course. And in some ways, it's important to remember this is not a new phenomenon. For decades, people have held themselves out to be a psychologist, but they weren't. Or somebody said, come in and I'll perform a surgery, but I'm not a licensed physician, right? So the idea of somebody practicing medicine or healthcare licensing when they're not really licensed and they don't have the experience to do it safely, that's not new. What is new is the way in which we use our devices, our phones, to look for answers for everything. And some of these AI therapy bots were starting to provide therapy services, very clearly diagnosing, trying to treat individuals for their symptoms, and providing advice that, again, not just bad advice, but dangerous advice.
Representative Johnson, can you talk about how Illinois defines this idea of AI therapy in the new law?
Well, yeah, I come at this from a different place from where Bob does.
Sure.
For me, I think we're still finding that out. You know, the reason I'm so supportive of Bob's legislation is looking at my background. I worked in the Department of Corrections for 32 years. Started right at the beginning of when we started not really dealing with mental health in a responsible way, throwing people out of facilities, repurposing them into prisons, such as the facility I worked at. And then I also come at this, you know, our prisons basically are our largest mental health facilities now in Illinois, and probably the case across the country. Looking at where we were at in 1983 and in 2015 when I left, clearly we are in a crisis situation here. And then also looking at it from the standpoint of being the father of a 14-year-old girl who spent a year and a half being socially distanced during a pandemic. Her and her peers and some of the issues they're dealing with. But we've always embraced innovation in so many ways. This is really just not a place where I think we have to draw a really sharp line between innovation and what we're doing for those that need mental health help. And for me, it's I'm very, very weary. It's been very hard to get me to a place where I will ever be 100% truly in support of AI and this need. These are situations have to be dealt with by real people in real situations. Gaining trust in a therapist is a very, very profoundly personal situation. And I'm not sure AI could ever fill that void, to be honest.
Well, that's interesting because, Representative Johnson, I know in your sort of statement at the beginning of the new session, you did say that you wanted mental health to be mental health care in particular in parity with physical health care to be one of your guiding philosophies this legislative session. And I think some people would say, look, this is a way of making therapy more accessible when, you know, there might be difficulty finding it, especially in a rural area, or maybe somebody can't afford it. What do you say to that?
While I absolutely am, the mental health is always one of the three core issues I'm going to talk about. That has to come through creating stronger pipelines, educating our own, educating behavioral health professionals here in the Quad Cities, growing our own help, keeping them here. I don't think that it's just very hard for me, while I can acknowledge the problem, to ever see a situation. We have to invest more into the workforce development of our behavioral health specialists. We just do. I'm not willing to take a risk of jeopardizing individuals and creating situations, making them even worse with the use of AI, at least at this point. I don't see that as something that is a path that right now that's going to address that issue for me. It's just not. The risk is too great.
Sure. Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're speaking about Illinois' new law banning AI therapy bots, basically. 800-222-9455. If you want to join us, we're talking about this with State Representatives Bob Morgan, the lead sponsor of the legislation, and one of his co-sponsors, State Representative Greg Johnson. They're both Democrats, Morgan from Deerfield, Johnson from the Quad Cities. I want to share a couple of texts we got from listeners. Amy in Wakanda said, God, thank you. I welcome an AI therapy ban. At least get something on a book somewhere so we can start shaping things. And Terry in Batavia agreed. Kudos to Illinois for banning AI therapy. I'm irritated. I can't turn off the AI function on computer search. It's typically wrong, sometimes dangerous, and it's resource intensive. So much not to like. Terry, I'll just share. I learned recently, if you include -AI at the end of your Google search, for example, it'll give you just the old-fashioned Google search. It won't have that little AI summary at the top. So you do -AI at the top in your search, and it kind of turns that function off. But to the topic at hand, Representative Morgan, so my understanding of this law is it therapists themselves can still use AI for note-taking, for example, right? Talk about what the law does allow and what it doesn't.
Right, and you had mentioned earlier about the definition of therapy or psychotherapy services, so we define that in the law. And again, I think it's really important to remember this is not a new idea, that the state has a function to protect the most vulnerable amongst us. Whether that's a criminal nature or a medical nature, in this sense, of course, behavioral health. So we define therapy services about services provided to diagnose, treat, or improve an individual's mental health or behavioral health. I think everyone understands that. This is not about self-help. It's not about calming apps. This is about those apps, that AI program that's holding itself out as a therapist, and you have no way of knowing that's not a person on the other side of it. That's a bot. And as I alluded to earlier, what we're finding is sometimes these AI therapy bots are giving harmful advice. If you are facing drug addiction, you feel better when you're using your drugs, you should use more drugs, right? That's the kind of thing that should keep us all up at night. And again, these are not necessarily new functions for the state. We've always been concerned about this, whether it's a person holding themselves out as a therapist when they're not, or in this case, a bot when there's no licensed professional behind it.
What about if somebody chooses to enter into Claude or ChatGPT or one of these? Imagine you're my therapist and let's have a conversation as though you're my therapist. Is that covered by this legislation or is that outside of what you're intending to prohibit here?
You're raising a really important point, which is people are going to continue to seek help in any way they can. Right. And you're alluding to it a little bit with the questions to Greg, which is, we have a real professional shortage of healthcare professionals, which is one of the reasons why we've expanded telehealth and teletherapy. But what if somebody is just in a really, really difficult spot and they don't know where to turn and they're going to go to ChatGPT or OpenAI or any of the large platforms and they're going to say, I need help. So that's not really what the AI is going to recommend, that's not necessarily covered in this law, right? How does ChatGPT handle somebody coming to them for therapy, right? What exactly should they do? And I think at a baseline, we would all expect that the AI should recommend they go to a licensed professional. You are sounding like you're having a hard time. You should get some help. And the AI is not the best place for you. here's some recommendations, right? Sending people to the places where they need to go to get safe care. And I think that's really the goal of the legislation.
Representative Johnson, let's talk about the future. Just a few minutes left in our program. What sort of federal action would you like to see on AI regulation with regard to this stuff?
I think we're doing a lot of great things in Illinois, and I think this is just another example of that. Anything the federal government can do to parrot what we're doing, and once again, making sure that there's a hard line drawn between AI and therapy. You know, one thing they could do is, that we can do at all levels, is continue to really advocate for broadband across the country. We have a lot of rural areas around here to support the virtual therapy, you know, which is another thing. There, just anything we can do at this point to protect those that are having mental health crises. I just, as I said at the beginning, I just don't see A1 or AI ever really leading to a place where, you know, I am a strong mental. I've seen it in the department for many years. This is just, this is not territory where I think AI is ever going to be useful. It's just not. It has to be made. These are going to be made in Washington, D.C. and Springfield by great legislators like Representative Morgan and others who really have an understanding of what people need out there. And I just don't see this being the answer.
Representative Morgan, probably the last question is the broader landscape for AI regulation in Illinois. I know there were a number of proposals. I think the Tribune had an article after the session described it as mixed results. Where do you see things going? Where is the main opposition coming from?
Well, every issue is a little bit different. I do think that there's an ongoing issue in general with technology, but I think with AI, we're seeing it on steroids, which is the legislature and government doesn't act fast enough. We cannot keep up with the week by week evolution and maturation of some of this technology. We just can't act fast enough. And I think it's important that we continue to look out for the things where you're really talking about dangerous situations, again, criminal contexts, things in terms of national security. These are real present AI concerns and threats. Beyond that, I think we're working through the positives and the negatives. Where can AI be helpful in schools? How can we make sure that AI is being supportive of workforce development by not replacing the worker, as Greg referenced? These are things that we're dealing with all the time, and Illinois will continue to grapple with them. And I expect in the next session, those discussions will continue.
State Representative Bob Morgan and State Representative Greg Johnson, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That is all the time we have for our program today. Coming up tomorrow on the 21st show, the next in our series of conversations with the people who want to succeed Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin in the United States Senate. He is, of course, not seeking re-election. His term is set to end in January 2027. And we have the second of our series of interviews coming up tomorrow. We've already spoken with Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. Tomorrow, it is Congresswoman Robin Kelly, who represents a district that stretches from Chicagoland, south suburbs, all the way down to Danville. And she is one of three leading Democrats. We're also working to get some of the Republicans who have announced campaigns for that in. If you have questions that you would like us to address in these conversations, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is talk@21stshow.org, talk@21stshow.org. You can find that address and every other way to contact us on our website, 21stshow.org. And while you're there, you can also find links to subscribe to our podcasts or just look us up on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Leila Nazarova is an associate producer, and our digital producer is Kulsum Khan. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.